wanna dance all night with this heavenly girl. I wanna see her spin. I wanna see her work. I wanna hear that music. Feel it in my heart. I wanna tell her I love her. And we never part. See that rhythm in her dancing feet. I wanna tell her I love her, and she's so sweet.
Dance all night.
I wanna hear that music, feel it in my heart. I wanna tell her I love her, and we never part. 'Cause I could dance all night.
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 The El Capris from Pittsburgh, 1957, their second release, provided to us by George Tompkins. Thank you, George. Dance All Night. And this is quite a congregation. If you saw the clip on my YouTube site, and I'm sure it's elsewhere, of El Capris doing Ooh, But She Did, you know that they've got a bongos and a bass player and a drum player. So let's go through this. Eddie Jackson is the tenor lead. James Scott is the first tenor. Ted McCrary, the second tenor. Leon Gray, the baritone. William German, the drums. Larry Hill, the bass. And James Ward, the bongos. From Pittsburgh, the El Capris, with their second release, 1957, on the Phoebe label. Dance All Night. Charlie Horner is one of the other giants in the field. His newsletter, the shows that he puts on, continues to keep this music alive, and we thank Charlie for all that he's done for decades. He started off in Philadelphia at a Drexel radio station at the same time as I was in Philly, and he's grown a hundredfold since those early years and continues to be one of the greatest people dedicated to keep this music alive. Well, George Tompkins supplied these also. Two unreleased records by the Coronets. And this is a group from Cleveland. We've had Chicago, Detroit, New York, Cleveland. William Griggs is the bass. Lester Rousseau is the first tenor. George Lewis, the baritone. Sam Griggs, the second tenor. And Charlie Carruthers is the lead, very distinctive lead. First of all, from June of 1953, I Want to Know, and then from November of the same year, Shouldn't I? Two unreleased great songs by one of the fabulous groups from the Upper Midwest, the Coronets, here on Time Capsule Discoveries.
To know how much I miss you so, how much I garden, I asked you for a kiss. It was something that I couldn't resist. I want you to know to know. Remember the night in the garden, I asked you for a kiss. It was something that I couldn't resist.
Or should I say be on your way? Should I feel the glow of love you've never gained? Should I forget you, darling? Tell me now. Should I love you? I remember the first time we started. We were like two kids at play. I remember the first time we started. Love couldn't come our way. So should I feel the glow of love you've never gave? Should I forget you, darling? Tell me now. Should I love you? I remember the first time we parted. We were like two kids at play. I can remember the first time we started. Love couldn't come our way. So should I forget you, darling? Tell me now. Should
Very nice. I'd be tempted to say that the unreleased coronets are as good, if not better, than those that were released. And those were two excellent, one better than the other. Charlie Carruthers leading the Coronets, a Cleveland group, on Chess, but unreleased, 1953. I Want to Know, and then Should I? Hello to Walter Zawicki, Frank Bisaccio, who supplied all of those original Time Capsule shows from the early 60s, some of which appear on Jim and Nikki's Harmony Train site. Hello to Lou Rollo, who is another one of those great DJs on the net with the big beat shows done very much for the music. Speaking of the music, you may notice, if you reflect back, that there were not very many female groups featured on the Time Capsule show back in the 60s and 70s. On the new Time Capsule show that I came back and did on Harmony Train, and now on Time Capsule Discoveries. I have nothing against female groups. It's just that the sound in my head of the old rhythm and blues and rock and roll groups seem to be mostly exemplified by the male groups. But there were some fine female groups, and we're going to salute two of them now, and then also a great female lead. There were many great female leads with male backgrounds, but it's the all-female groups that we seem to neglect on the program. So we're going to start off with one of the absolute best of the all-female groups, the Chantels. We never played them much on the Time Capsule show because all their music was so popular that it appeared on those common oldie shows that other stations did. But they are excellent, and this one was apparently recorded in the 1950s, maybe 1957, but not released, as far as I know, until 2009 on a MusiCore, well, I guess it's a Goldmine CD. And I think this is great, and I think the Chantels are great. The wonderful lead voice of Arlene Smith is heard here, backed up by the second tenor, Sonia Goring, the first tenor, Lois Harris, the alto, Jackie Landry, and the bass, Renee Minas. And the Chantels, in some form, those who are still around, do appear from time to time, and I see some of those clips on YouTube, and they are terrific. This is called So Real, not released in the 50s, probably recorded 1957, a New York City group. The Chantels, they're great. Then we go down to Jamaica. There was a doo-wop revolution in the late 50s and early 60s. This is a group called the Downbeats. This was recorded and released on the Starlight label out of England, but it may have even appeared on an independent label in Jamaica. That information I don't know. Some people say there are males in the background of this group, but the sound is pretty much an all-female sound. I think you'll like it. I liked it, and I started singing it to myself and over again, so it's making its debut here on the show. The Downbeats from Jamaica, probably late 1950s, Midnight Love. And then we're going to complete the triple play with Lillian Leach and the Mellows, one of the great lead voices, the late Lillian Leach. This is a cappella, just came out recently on a Chirpin' New York City CD, and this is an a cappella version of the great song on JD, How Sentimental Can I Be? Don't have any information on who the background is, so we'll just say Lillian Leach and the Mellows, a New York City group, a cappella, How Sentimental Can I Be? A triple play featuring the ladies here on Time Capsule Discoveries.
Oh, feelings
to lie awake and cry. Do
I stay in crowds laughing out loud? Friends question my fall. Can I be? Can I be?
Do
I go to town laughing at clowns? They all laugh back at me. Can I be? Now mornings when I rise and wipe my weeping eyes,
dreams can never take your place. Can I be?
A salute to the females here on the Time Capsule Discoveries program. First in that triple play, one of the greatest of the all-female groups, the Chantels, recorded in around 1957 but not released until this century. The great voice of Arlene Smith leads the group. Then from Jamaica, unknown group, the Downbeats, Midnight Love. Late 50s, early 60s, Jamaican doo-wop. I like that. And finally, a salute to one of the great female leads, as I mentioned before, Lillian Leach. I don't know much about when this was recorded. The CD has a collection of New York groups all singing a cappella. So I don't know who backed up Lillian on that, but it's a fine version of the song that she made famous on the JD label, How Sentimental Can I Be? Hello to Hutch of the Encounters. A cappella reminds me of him. Also to Dave Hinckley of the Daily News, and he's always giving great PR to the old rhythm and blues and rock and roll groups. Hi to Doo-Wop Frank, Doo-Wop Mark, Errol Foles and Annette and Felicia in Arizona. All of those are longtime supporters of both the Time Capsule Show and now Time Capsule Discoveries. Up Tempo, Detroit again. This was actually recorded by a Detroit group in Detroit, but shipped to New York City, where the Decca label pressed it up, or the Coral label, 1952, The Serenaders, original group, Noah Howell, Norman Thrasher, Ike Reese, and the lead on this one is Theron Hill. The Serenaders, and they're in Misery.
I'm in misery, misery, oh, lots of misery, oh, I feel so sad. I'm in misery, misery, oh, lots of misery, oh, I feel so bad. Well, torture, torture, oh, lots of torture from our overhead. Well, tell me, please, somebody, where can my baby be? She walked out last night without even saying goodbye. And now that she's left me, I cry all day and all night. Oh, we that it right. So tell me, please, somebody, where can my baby be?
Tempo rocker from Detroit, 1952, Theron Hill leading the Serenaders on the Coral label, Misery, here on the TCD. We don't often play songs from the 1960s. They were some fine groups, especially in the first half of that decade. It was a difficult time as vocal groups were trying to compete with the English Revolution. But there are some fine 60s groups, and I've been trying to spotlight them on the TCD, and I did the last show and maybe even the show before that. We're going to look now at two groups that have the same lead singer. It's the unmistakable voice of Leon Peels. First, from 1961, he's leading the Blue Jays, their second record, an L.A. area group from Venice, California. Leon Peels is the lead. Van Richardson, the first tenor. Alex Menigo is the second tenor. Keith Rush, the baritone. And Leonard Davidson is the bass, the Blue Jays. And then go forward a few years, Leon winds up with the High Tensions on the Whirly Bird label. And this one is probably 1964 or so. As we salute the sound of Leon Peels, and also the West Coast early to mid-60s vocal groups. First, the Blue Jays on Milestone, Tears Are Falling, their second record, and then the High Tensions on Whirly Bird, A Magic Island.
Tears are falling.
Yeah. from my eyes.
From my eyes.
Peels with the High Tensions on the Whirly Bird label, 1964, with one of his remakes of Lover's Island. That was called A Magic Island. And before that, Leon and the Blue Jays from Venice, California, Tears Are Falling, the second record by that group on the Milestone label. Hello to Denny Ostrom. You remember the Blue Sky Boys that created such a stir when that came out, and we found out it was Denny doing all the parts. Ron Frerich, Todd Baptista, very instrumental in the Boston area with the old group sounds. And Bob Gronenberg, who provided many of the middle shows of the TCS to me, shows from the later 60s and early 70s. Bob travels around the world for his job, and he brings files of old time capsule shows, and he'll write me and say, that show you did in March of 1969 was really good, and make some comments, and I have to laugh at that. Thank you, Bob. We go now with a later song by the Flamingos. We seem to be in a late groove here right now on the program. This is their final release on Decca. The group, of course, from Chicago. Nate Nelson is the lead on this. It doesn't sound like him, but all the documentation I've read says it is. Tommy Hunt, second tenor. Paul Wilson from the original group, the baritone. Jake Carey from the original group, the bass. And Terry Johnson, the tenor and the guitarist. And he arranged those Decca songs and then took over kind of the Flamingos. And we see clips with the Terry Johnson Flamingos on YouTube occasionally. And I believe Terry, unless I'm getting confused, very easy at my age, was also associated with the Whispers on the Gotham label. Well, regardless, here are the Flamingos on Decca, August of 1959. Jerry Lee.
She's an angel without wings, and she never, never treats me mean, my Jerry Lee. Whoa, 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 I love her so. I'd walk a country mile, and just wonder to smile. When she rolls those eyes, my heart beats so wild for Jerry Lee. Whoa, 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 I love her so. Everybody knows she stole my heart from the very, very start. She returned my love and everything's alright. And now I know we'll never, never part, cause I love her, yes I do. And she love, love, loves me too. I'll dedicate my life and I promise to be true to Jerry Lee. Whoa, 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 I love her so. Everybody knows she stole my heart from the very, very start. She returned my love and everything's alright. And now I know we'll never, never part, cause I love her, yes I do. And she loves and loves, loves me too. I've dedicated my life and I promise to be true to Jerry Lee. Whoa, 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 I love her so. The Flamingos with their last song on the Decca label, August of 1959, Jerry Lee, up-tempo, unusual for us to play an up-tempo song outside of the Chance collection, but there it is, on Decca, Nate Nelson leading the Flamingos with Jerry Lee. I'd like to thank again Bill Price for providing so many of the songs on this program. And there are others, of course, as I've mentioned, George Tompkins actually provided Jerry Lee and the Leon Peel songs and others. Thanks to Mike Bauer and to Angelo Pompeo and to Steve Poggio and everybody who's contributed to the program. And a special thanks for their friendship all these years to Bill Shabilsky and Tom Luciani. In the first half, I said we're playing three oddballs. I thought of the three of us because we went around the country to most of the big cities in the Northeast and Midwest looking for these records for the Time Capsule show back in the early 60s. This was done, and we were in some great places. Some places that, you know, you just went up above an attic and you couldn't breathe, and there was dirt and filth, and we went through the records, and it was a great experience. And I can remember a lot of those things very distinctly, but what happened last week could be harder to come up with. We're going to end the TCD with a salute to two Baltimore groups, the Swallows and the Orioles. This is Unreleased Swallows from the King Collection, recorded in early 1952. It's their version of Deed I Do. I know that came out on the Drexel label, might have been by the Gems. Eddie Rich is the usual lead on the early King songs, but on this one, it's Junior Denby, Bunky Mack, and Earl Hurley round out the early Swallows. Deed I Do. And then we're going to go again to that Live in Chicago album, that blockbuster that came out. You have to understand that the recording quality is pretty much the way it would be back in 1951. And the Orioles were doing show on top of show, and the crowd in this particular venue was more into jazz. This was the Blue Note Jazz Club. And when you listen to this, realize that the Orioles are trying to put forth their usual emotion without much support. And I think when you look at it in that context, you realize that this is a great recording. The Orioles end out with a live performance of Can't Seem to Laugh Anymore, a salute to the great granddaddy Baltimore groups.
Request for Can't Seem to Laugh Anymore. My desire as before. Can't seem to laugh anymore. My only emotion is longing for you. I keep remembering the things we would do. All that remain are the memories I store. Can't seem to laugh anymore. Anymore than I can stop the rain. I can't explain how I yearn. Anytime you want me, I'll be here waiting for you to return. Then we'll be together so close that we're one. And oh, what a welcome we'll have for the sun. My love for you is too deep to ignore. Can't seem to laugh
just like you were there. Fabulous. May of 1951. That's a CD that came out last year on the Uptown label. A live set or two from the Orioles. That was Sonny Till leading the group, Alexander Sharp the tenor, George Nelson the baritone and the second lead on many of them, Johnny Reed the bass, and Ralph Williams, the guitar. One of the great discoveries in rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group history, the Orioles' live performance in Chicago, May of 1951. And before that, the Swallows, another Baltimore group. Junior Denby leading the group on an unreleased classic, Deed I Do, recorded around early 1952. Well, that's about it for the 2016 Time Capsule Discoveries program. This is Joe Marchesani. Don't give my name very often because it's about the music, not about me. But if you'd like to write and comment on the records I play or make suggestions for the future, there's a place on Tony's website to do that. I'd like to thank Tony for providing the website to carry the show. And also remind you that many people have contributed to this program. Bill Price provided many of the songs, and also George Tompkins, who additionally has a program on Tony's Vocal Group Harmony site. Hope you've enjoyed the program and the mix of new and old. And in the words of Alan Freed, good afternoon, and God bless you all. Thank you.